Our last guest this evening is just so damn famous. She was the very first puppet, spitting image ever made, I'm told. Nobody, certainly no man, has so far eclipsed her television clout and the staying power. And I have a very real fear that before this interview is over, I will have been skewered on a spike and devoured like so much kebab. She's good, she's the boss, she's built to last, and as I say, she's at least 8 feet tall. Please welcome television's own Esther Ranson! Oh, yeah, but see, TV can do these things. You know, TV can do that.
Now, I have never, ever revealed that publicly before, but
what?
I'm 5'4".
Oh, no, no. Yeah, but career-wise, you're like 12 feet 6 or something, and that's the deal. I feel kind of trembling. Do you think you're intimidating?
Not from where I am.
Oh, come on, you must be aware that, you know, people dive out your way when you go for a cup of tea in the corridors around here. Run for your lives, it's Esther, they say. Are you aware of a certain reputation, and if so, what would that be?
No, I want to ask you about it.
Oh, you're like, Eric, I'm not getting a word in
no,
here, am I?
No, I want to ask you. Do you think it's something that men feel?
No.
Women are frightened of me? Are you... If I were to run among you, would you think, oh, don't want to talk to her? Yeah.
Well, let me come to that. Do you think? Because I have heard, as I'm sure you're aware, people say, "Oh, Esther, terrible to get along with." Is that a TV reputation, or do you think it's because you're tough? What's the deal with that?
Suppose I ask you this question, Danny.
Yeah.
The truth is that the people I love and the people I love to work with, I work with for ages and ages. You know,
yeah.
I've worked with people for 15 years, 20 years, 30 years. So I suppose there are people who don't like me and who get out of my way quickly.
Do you prefer working with men or women?
I prefer working with both.
Just forgive me, but they take real lot of stick, but in some ways they do. The blokes on that slide, what is the agenda when you're getting them, when you're balding them, when you're holding those auditions? I know you're going to say we're looking for zappy personalities, but you're aware that most men like think they're dippy. They just sit there. You know, most folks think, oh, you know, if they're kind of moon-faced. I mean, they're nice fellas, I've met them. But a load of blokes watch that and think, what a sap. I mean, so what is what are you looking for, and what is their appeal on the
all
show?
All right, let's talk about those saps who go off and do series of their own and do brilliantly.
Yeah.
My analysis of that is that if I were a man, it wouldn't occur to you to think that. And
it does, though.
Wait.
All right.
If they were women working to a man, you'd think that was quite decorative and you wouldn't think the less of them. There are lots of, you know, women reporters on shows. I think that you're being rather sexist.
It's not about, oh, you've got a man working for you.
I think the women in this audience...
The fact they have to sit there and say things that they don't look as if they've got their hearts in to me. It doesn't look like they've been emasculated. It just looks like they've just got, you know... They've got no sides. They don't. They look as if they go out of the studio and they deflate and put in a cupboard. That's the deal. I mean, as I say, I mean, I've met a lot of them, and of course they've got a good sense of humour about their own thing. They just look a little.